and get up in front of a group of people and inspire them to a cause bigger than themselves that somewhat unites them, you move to the top 20% of the 20% of the 20% of the 20%. If you can inspire them to a new paradigm that unifies them to something that transcends an old paradigm, you move to the top 20% of the 20% of the 20% of the 20% of the 20%. Which is the cutting edge and advantage. A world leader that cannot speak and articulate doesn't have the same power as one who can speak and articulate. Same thing for a CEO of a company. So, being clear and articulate and pure in your mission from your soul, and then those with a mission have a message. The clearer the mission, the more the powerful the message. Then if you can articulate that message, that's number two. The ability to communicate and share and stand up in front of a group of people. The third one is the ability to sell that to those people. So I've been saying it along, but I just didn't put them as one, two, three bullet points. The third one is the selling of that. That means the caring enough to not be a tyrant and a monarch, but caring enough to find out what the audience's value systems and share it in those value systems so you are inspiring them. So those are inseparable, in a sense, the speaking. The fourth one is the art and mastery of fair exchange on the economic level, to make sure that you have a fair exchange. Some means of exchange. Now, money is a means of exchange. It has no moral value. It's simply a means of exchange. And so what happens is, if you can, you have a mission, you can speak about that mission, you can sell that mission, and then you can close and complete the transaction where in fair exchange, you just put yourself in a very high echelon on the planet. Because now, freedom. Your freedom is directly proportional to that. Your freedom in the sense of the freedom to be anywhere on the globe. The freedom to hang out with anybody. That if you have saved a dollar, and you have a dollar in net worth, you hang out with dollar-naires. If you got $10, you hang out with $10-naires. If you have $100 saved, you hang out with $100-naires. $1 million, you hang out with millionaires. $10 million, decamillionaires. Right? $100 millionaires, centimillionaires. Then billionaires. So that's the next one, the sixth one. The art of not only managing money, but accumulating money. And that's according to the hierarchy of the values. Let me explain this. You have a hierarchy of values. If the most inspiring part of your life is a product, service, or idea, and you don't value it, the world's going to reflect that. So it's important for you to value whatever it is that's inspiring to you. As Vasari said about Leonardo da Vinci, he said that da Vinci had nothing going for him until he met up with somebody that showed him how to commercialize himself. Until he could commercialize himself and put a value on it, nothing happened. That's when he became well-known and respected. So that sixth one or whatever is that ability to save money, value yourself, and pay yourself first. So the material world is not running you because you're having to work for it, but the spiritual world is managing the matter. If you never save, you will be working as a slave for money. If you do save, money will be working as a slave for you. And so that is the sixth one. You might want to add the seventh one, and that is to expand the cause to encompass the rest of humanity. And that's the philanthropy. That you've built up and you've learned the management, you become the have ones with the freedom, but you also realize, and why the whole method of economics comes along, economics is not about wealth building, economics is about wealth distribution. And so what happens is now you reach a point where you are now knowing that in order for you to survive and continue, you must redistribute the wealth, but instead of rescuing people, you must now inspire them, and your monies will be used to inspire without robbing of dignity, accountability, responsibility, and productivity. So that is the seven. You put those seven things together, you have a very powerful leadership position. Let me define an addiction. When somebody imposes and projects their values onto you and labels that what you're doing, which is important to you, which is not important to them, as more excessive than what their values allow.